Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you once again that we got these wonderful songs that we're going to sing here this morning. And so, Father God, as you inspired these different men and women to write these songs that we can now just glorify you with, praise you with. Father, we're asking for a move of your Holy Spirit here today. That, last week was the worship was good. But Father, we need more of you. So Father, help us just to be able to press in towards you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord.
I have found the
my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told.
Amen.
So many tears in all my ears. I've been through so many things nobody knows. But this one thing I know, no matter where I go, he's always there, and he dries away my tears. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to him and be spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. On, pressing on the upward way, shouting glory, glory, glory all the way. Our God, he'll always be, he reigns eternally. My God, he was, my God, he is forevermore. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to the empty spirit. See him coming back in glory. Yes, he's coming back for you and me. Singing victory I shall be. Won't you come and join me? Our God reigns, our God reigns. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to him and be spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to him and be spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for.
Amen.
That's what Jesus was talking about when he says, the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is here and now. Let's move on.
Amen.
Let's do what he wants us to do.
Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted.
up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Whisper sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go, feasting on the riches of his grace, resting beneath the sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Singing as I go, though sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Amen.
Verse 2 really speaks to me. It says, all my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. You know, God's grace is just like that amazing thing. It doesn't matter if it's before salvation, if we've walked away from him, and he's just like, I was just waiting for you to come back. And then Jesus swept across the broken strings and stirred the slumbering chords again.
Spirit.
Trust.
trusting that you'll always do the thing that's best for me. Lord, you are my reality. I'm moving higher to that place in you where I am free, free from worldly ways. Lord, I need you more each day, opening my heart to you.
Christ, one glimpse of his dear face. The Holy Spirit was really present today in our worship service, wasn't he? And I'm very happy that we can have this time of worshiping and focusing on the Lord in our church. And the Holy Spirit was telling me this morning before I got here that he wanted his church to be encouraged. And I believe that that's been happening in our worship service. We are getting encouraged. And there is a warfare going on, in case you forgot. We are all fighting a war. And it's a very, very heavy battle. And it's in the mind, and it's not something that you can see physically, but it is a very strong spiritual battle going on. And the enemy wants us to be on the sidelines, out of commission, on the shelf, silent, bad witnesses. And the Holy Spirit has empowered us to be witnesses, to glorify the Lord, to strengthen us, to overcome, be victorious in everything, including overcoming our besetting sins, which we can just lay aside and claim victory by faith. It is totally awesome what the Lord has given to us, and yet most of us don't receive it all because we condemn ourselves. We get mad at ourselves because we didn't do this, we didn't do that. We focus on the things that concern us, our worries. There's all kinds of things we could worry about. There's a lot of things. We could spend our whole life downtrodden on the ground worried. But if we focus on the things of the Lord, we'll overcome. We'll rise above that. And this is why it is written in the Bible so much for us to worship the Lord, because it is for our growth, our benefit, our blessing. That's where we are. That's where we have all the promises. When we are worshiping and focusing on Him, that's how we can obtain victory. And if we don't, we're on the sideline. And we have this body of death. You know, Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death?" Because part of us, our carnal self, wants to do what's wrong. We want to worry. We want to be depressed. We want to eat too much. We want to watch things on television that are not good. We want to be undisciplined. And so who can deliver me from the body of this death? Well, we know the answer to that. Praise God, through Jesus Christ, we are set free. But it is something that we have to do on a daily basis, and this is where the battle is. We have to say, okay, I recognize that I have been tempted, and so I resist that temptation in Jesus' name. I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to turn away. I'm going to do something else. The first step is we have to recognize it and ask for help. And then after that, we have victory. We walk in victory.
Yeah, he says in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in all your ways, with prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Father, for having it your way. Thank you, Lord, that we need you. Every hour we need you. Every hour of the hour, every day of the week, we need you. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, for moving in the midst of us in such a mighty way. Thank you, Lord, that, O Lord, that everybody will be touched today and no one will be left untouched. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing upon Bill, as Pastor Bill, as he will bring the message to us. And we want to thank you and praise you for the anointing. Thank you for the freedom to preach. Let the power come. We pray, O Lord, from this message and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We want to thank you today, O Lord, that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. We are victorious. We are more than conquerors. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. And we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. And our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us an exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Hallelujah. And the suffering of this day is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And Paul said also in Romans 5:3, he says, I glory in my tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes me not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad my heart by the Holy Ghost which is given unto me. And Lord, we thank you that we glory in our tribulations. And also in Peter 3:12 it says, think it not strange, brethren, concerning this fire trial, this fiery trial which is to try you, as if something strange has happened unto you, but rejoice, for as much as you are partaker of Christ's suffering, then when his glory shall be revealed, you will be glad also and with exceeding joy. And Lord, we thank you for your word, the Lord. Your word says it all. And we want to thank you for giving us a word today. And we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. And we thank you for having it your way. Have it your way, we pray in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times and his praise be continually in our mouth. Let us look up, let us not look on the circumstances, but let us look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He was set on the right hand of the throne of God. We have the same expectation. We have the same hope. O Lord, and let us endure the circumstances. Let us endure the situations. For something is set before us. Hallelujah. The glory that's set before us. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. Hallelujah. We bless you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit to continue moving in the midst of us. Thank you for the wonderful music, O Lord, that we heard today. And we pray, O Lord, that we dwell, O Lord, in the blessings that come from above, and we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the victory. Lord, we want to lift up to you the church today. We lift up the finances of the church. And thank you, Lord God, that you are the provider of this church. You are the God, O Lord, that will meet every need. Oh, hallelujah, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And you are able to provide. You are able to bring exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And let our focus be upon you. Let us keep our mind upon you. And, oh, Lord, we're not going to fail. Hallelujah, you're not going to fail us. And we bless you and thank you for victory today in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, you told us to bring our tithes into the storehouse that it will be meat in my house. And, oh Lord, and hallelujah, hallelujah. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you stand good in your promises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We pray, O Lord, that you touch everybody that gives a testimony today. And we thank you and praise you, Father, and let your name be glorified in every area of our lives. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
I've been so wrong, never felt like I belong. So in myself I did abide, and all my pain I kept inside.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
But then you came and forgave me, oh so mercifully. I didn't know amazing grace could be. Don't know why it took so long. Many years have come and gone. I guess I knew just where and when my new life would begin. And now my life has really changed. All plans and goals are rearranged. Must be how you had it planned. It's okay, I'm in your. I was blind, my life was in misery. But then you came, forgave me, oh so mercifully. I didn't know amazing grace could be for me. In misery. But then you came, forgave me, oh, so mercifully. I didn't know amazing grace could be for me. Yes, you came and forgave me, oh, so mercifully. I didn't know amazing grace could be for me.
I want to say a very positive, beautiful thing today about this day. On the way down, we found a tape that we used to play. In fact, it's a tape that we played one night when I suffered for a lot of years with demonic oppression. And it was pretty awful, maybe 6-7 years. I'd wake up with heart pounding, it's dark, and people are going to kill me, and so forth and so on. And Diane used to sleep right through it, you know, like women can do. And but finally we were in Oregon, and we were staying in the room where my stepmother had passed away. And of course, at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is pretty typical, I awaken, boom, 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 you know, it was dark and it was cold. And Diane woke up and said, "Is this what it's been like?" I said, "Yeah, welcome to the club." But being a woman and practical, she needed her sleep. She jumped out of bed, ran over and pushed play on the recorder we always had with this red hot, far out, fighting Christian music. And it started, the drums went and the chorus hit, and they were doing, you know, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper," whatever it was. And that was it. Peace came, harmony came, I even fell back asleep, and we never had another problem, nor have I ever had since that incredible thing I went through for the number of years. So today dawned very beautifully outside, no chemtrails yet. And I walked in the door here knowing I was going to hear Bill Chacon. The first nice thing that happened, Jason came to me and says, "You look good." Well, you know, when a 22-year-old kid says you look good and you're 39 plus, that makes you feel good right away. But then I was blessed to hear Bill Chacon. Some 17 or so years ago, I met Bill. And he was assistant pastor at the other church. And it was, and Bill used to do the Bible study on Wednesday night. So we were always there for that as well. And we learned that he doesn't need an outline. And if he had one, you know, it's kind of helpful once in a while if you run out of words just for a moment or two. I've been thinking a lot where we ought to have the Terrell Comedy Hour once in a while too up here. But anyway, I was really blessed with that. When I met Bill, and I think I've mentioned this before, but I'll say it again. Dora and I used to stand behind Pastor in Ina, Darrell, in the second row, and we used to sing harmony. And so there came a time when Bill had to leave and finish his schooling. He wanted to get his ministerial efforts and have his own church and so forth. And at the same time, Warren had to leave for business reasons. So all at once, this incredible worship team, which was one of the reasons that we started going to that church, first of all, was John Terrell. Let's face it. That's enough right there. But when we stepped in that little tiny church and we heard Bill Chacon and Warren playing, two accomplished guitarists, to say the least, I said, "This is home, Diane. This is home, man." The people. Anyway, so they had to leave, and that put the church in a real bind, right? Not really. Not when you know John Terrell. Hi, John. Don't worry, John. I'll be off soon. Anyway, no, I may not. No, this is testimony time. I'm going to give a testimony, and it's a good one. So anyway, Pastor Terrell called us in his office, Dora and I, and he said, "Well, you know, Warren's leaving and Bill's." And I said, "Yeah, what are we going to do?" He said, "Not a problem." And he said, "We had a big prayer last night, Ina and I, and God said, you already have your worship team. I said, great, where are they? And he said, you guys, boy, you've never heard such arguments. Dora was arguing so hard, she slipped into his room, and that didn't work. All John kept saying is, you know, can you argue with that? So I think about it now. I thought, how are we going to, quote, compete with Bill Chicon and Warren Campbell, two of the greatest guitar players in history? Okay, Jimi Hendrix, you know. But anyway. Yeah. Well, of course, the idea is not to compete, because what we could compete with was a total love of God and the ability and the desire to praise Jesus. That and Warren's good advice, which was, never look at the congregation. Focus your eyes on the crack where the ceiling and the wall meet, and never look at the congregation. Why, we ask all innocently, and he said, because you'll see somebody doing their checkbook or something, and the anointing will go bleh. And we lasted 2 years until Dora lost her, and she watched somebody in the front row and lost her anointing right on the spot. Later she said, I want to take that thing off the mic stand and swing it through the air and hit her right in the guts. I said, oh, Dora, that's really losing your anointing, isn't it? But anyway, so that's how we wound up doing music, because Bill left. And we miss Bill a lot. So I was looking forward today. And I wasn't disappointed. Because in the interim, Bill had a... Here's what I found. You know, an army requires all kinds of people. We all know that. Those of us that have been in combat service, we know that we're only like 3% or 4% maybe. But it takes the rest of an army to supply and do all the other things. Even it takes orderlies to be somebody in Chicago shining shoes. And what I found about this church and about coming back to John Terrell, is not just because John Terrell is a man among men, which he is. And as Bill has alluded to, you can learn more in an hour from John than several weeks of so-called study. Because he can focus it right back to Scripture, but he's built a life around that. He's had to. If you know the whole story of John and Ina, they've suffered grievously over the years with the satanic efforts. Remember, Bill, we used to pray at the other little church because the church of Satan was down the street, and they would come try to put curses on the car, so we always included that in our morning prayer. Some of us had more appropriate ideas about that, but John said, no. Anyway, yeah, I know you always smile when I say something like that. Yeah. So I was really blessed today with what you had to say, especially this part, because now I know how to think. Did I have it backwards? Anyway, so that's only a part of it. I do want to mention this too. You mentioned Tom Kincaid, and that was a real blessing too. Many of you probably know Tom Kincaid as far as his paintings are concerned. Generally speaking, probably the most popular painters in history, really. But here's what happened. Years ago, we had a real estate business in Placerville, and I was always there early because I didn't smoke or drink the night before, or during the day for that matter. And so I was there early, and a kid drove up, and he said, hi. I said, hi. And so he said, I'm looking for a barn. Like I can use for a studio and so forth, and I want a barn and a house on it too. And so I said, well, there's a couple of things around, but have you had lunch? And he said, no, I haven't. So we owned half of an omelet house. I said, come on, buy you lunch. So I spent a couple of days with this young guy, and we couldn't find anything that was right or that he could afford. So he said, well, come on, I'll show you where I'm renting, and I'll show you some of my work. I said, what do you do? He says, I'm a struggling artist. I said, oh. So we went up to this place over in the north side of Placerville, went up the attic, and had all these paintings up there. And I looked at them, and I was kind of a nominal Christian then. And I looked at them, and there's something just got me right in the heart, because you could see it, even in that poorly lighted area, the way he could bring out colors and light. Light was the thing, the light of God, the light of the gospel is what he said. And we talked a while, and he said, look, Bob, I'm gonna stay right here until I can afford to build something. But let me give you a painting. You and Diane, you've been so good to me and everything. I said, no, you need your money, you know. He said, no, I'm going to be a success. I don't need the money. He said, I'll tell you what, you bring Diane with you, you come and pick a painting, anything you want. It's a gift from me because you've been very helpful to me, and I'm going to make it. Well, we never did that. At first, we felt guilty, like, well, we want to take something from the struggling artist. Which, of course, Tom went on. A couple of 3 years later, he had a studio in the Eldorado Savings Building and so forth, and he became very world famous. You go on Facebook or some, everybody's heard, there were people crying on Facebook when he passed away so young. So did I, actually. Because I thought about that. A young kid, struggling artist, and he became world famous. And it bothered me a lot that he gained weight and he wasn't watching his health, you know, something that I knew something about. But you lose, you know, when you get into the world he traveled in, then you lose contact with that. So that was interesting that you should bring that up. But anyway, back to that point, and I'll leave it. This church with John and Bill Chacon and Joe DiCarlo and others that I know with their personal history is a church where people... It doesn't matter how you come to Christ. Some people grow up in it. You take a nice, sweet guy like Jason. He grew up in a church, tent meetings, great music, and so forth. And so it's a natural thing. He comes to Jesus, and he loves Jesus, and it shows in everything that he does. But a lot of us came the hard way, kicking and screaming, you know. Sometimes we came through Harleys and Jack Daniels and, you know, things like that. And with me, I came from the secular world, fighting the communists. I said, well, this is the way to go, but it wasn't. And I had to have some really hard lessons, but the other blessing I've had today is the title of Bill's address here today, a sermon, and that is the simplicity. That's what finally got me, because I was, you know, I'm intellectual, I know this and that, and we could go to different churches, and they said, well, you got to do this, you got to do that, you know, you got to hand out 1,000 tracts, whatever. And I said, well, what about the fact that a lot of people can't do those things? There are people who can't do those things. And then it hit me one night. Read it over and over again. The simplicity which Bill has presented to you today of the gospel is you don't have to do any of those things. It's a free gift. And knowing that gift, when you've come from a more kicking and screaming, good, that's good, right, position to find Christ, I think you have a more intensity, a greater intensity about it. I see that in Bill. I see it in myself. And others. It doesn't make you better, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that that's what attracts people and brings them back to John Darrell Church, because he is a man among men, and we appreciate him for that. As a final note, for all of you who have, a lot of people have been told over the years that Tom Jefferson and the Founding Fathers, you know, you don't take over a country by teaching them Marxism. You take over a country by destroying the icons, by lying about the Founding Fathers and things, and creating an untruth about that. Though Tom Jefferson, oh, he was a deist. No, he was not. So I'm going to read, for those of you overseas too, you get a lot of that. I'll just read this little thing from the Faith, that I get, Faith Magazine, I get every month. And it has to do, it did it until I lost the place. Wait, how's that go, Joe? Oh, you put your glasses off, and it gives you. I got to practice that too, Bill. But this is what we need right now for our country and for the rest of the world. Those of you in Europe and other places that are hearing this, this is what built America. Not the lies you've been told or the revisionist history of the last 100 years. This is Thomas Jefferson. We need the blessings and aid of the Lord now more than ever. During the War for Independence, Congress repeatedly sought prayers for the reformation of religion in America and for God's support. So that's the lead into this. We should start by praying what Tom Jefferson recommended for Virginians in 1779, that God would pour out his Holy Spirit on all ministers of the gospel and spread the light of Christian knowledge throughout the remotest corners of the earth, and would in mercy look down upon us, pardon all our sins, and receive us into his favor, and finally, that he would establish the independence of these United States upon the basis of religion and virtue. Pretty Christian, huh? All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. I want to say I am thankful for the measure of faith that God's given me, because, I don't have it. It wasn't born in me, in other words. It's a gift. Because, sometimes I have my weak moments and I'm looking at something and thinking, how in the world will we ever get that done? But, and I'm looking at a project like that and a limited budget, and still I have the peace. And I know that that can only come from Him, to have the peace, because I would be shaken if it was just me. And when you talked about being in that room and the lawsuits and license board and all that, I've endured a little of that, and it can shake you. But if God gives you the strength and the faith, then it can be accomplished. So when you start looking at the circumstance, you got to just kick it to the curb and go forth in faith. And then also, I had a day last week where I thought, I could have done it better today. And so I kind of wasted some of my time. I could have done it better. I could have done it more God's way today and had a better result. So, but as Carol said, you got to move on. You can't be caught in the beat down of that. Don't let yourself get beat up over it. Just move on. And practice, a better way. So, and I know that we'll surpass that mountain that we face, and we will get it done. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and close. And oh, wait, see a hand in the back, Joe.
Usually when I come up and give some sort of testimony, I don't have a pre-planned approach to doing it. It'll be something that somebody has said that has prompted me to come up and say, that's going on in my life too. And Carol, as usual, did it again to me today. To recap what she was saying, she said she came up to the microphone. She thanked God for His Holy Spirit's presence, which was awesome, because that's our strength and our source. And she said that the Holy Spirit wants us to be encouraged. She reminded us we're in a war of the mind, a heavy battle, she said. The enemy wants us sidelined. Amen. He does. We're not going there. The enemy wants us to be defeated. The Spirit wants us to be victorious overcomers. Then she said we're self-condemning and too focused on our worries. And we must focus on the Lord and worship Him. We have God's promises, she says, and can overcome the body of death that Paul speaks of. We must recognize our shortcomings, ask for God's help, and receive the victory. And that's, in short, what Carol said today. But the reason I came up is because Charles had asked me last week to write another article for the newsletter. And last night, as I was feeling my pen just starting to flow with the scriptures that were coming to my mind, biblical principles coming to my mind, almost exactly, I emailed it to Charles last night, almost exactly the elements of what you said this morning were in the newsletter that I wrote. And I see that as a validation of the Holy Spirit being at work in our church. And there's a lie of Satan that he'll point to rich people and to wealth, and he'll say, that's an example of what happens when you receive wealth and when you succumb to riches. And doesn't the Bible say, and he'll give you 99% truth and then that 1% lie. you know, that it's harder for a rich man to enter into heaven than a camel to, you know, and you go through all this. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life, and that abundantly. So what I come up with in this newsletter, the Holy Spirit works in this church awesomely, and what he was indicating to me, I believe, has everything to do with the difference between riches and wealth and abundance and prosperity. Riches and wealth, actually, I mean, when you look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 12, the angels in heaven give glory to Jesus, and the second word they say is riches. They say, he is worthy of power and riches and honor and glory and blessing. And you know, you think riches, gee, that's something that a lot of Christians say, that's a pitfall of Satan. You know, you don't want to go where riches are. Well, there are people who, it's like a handgun. You put a handgun in the wrong hand, it's only as dangerous as the hand it's in. A policeman can use that to save a life. And riches can be used to bless others. So abundance has more to do in the biblical definition with having enough to meet your needs and having a little more to help others. And prosperity, if you think of 2 Corinthians 7:14, prosperity, God says, my word which goes forth out of my mouth shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish that which I delight in, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it. Prosperity has everything to do not with money, but with success in whatever it is that you've taken on to do in life. If you're doing something for the Lord and you're taking it from beginning to end and all the trials that are in it, prosperity is reaching that end point and completion in victory. So I don't want to go into and rob everything from what I talked about in the newsletter, because I felt good about it at the end. Not often that I can sit down and actually put words into something and feel good about it. But last night I did, and this morning I felt so much better hearing that Carol had come up with the same thing, and hearing Bill talk about how it's all about Jesus. It's all about knowing him and bringing glory to him that we do any of this. It's very simple. You don't need eloquent words. You don't need big formulas in life. It's all about Jesus.
That is the bottom line. Okay, I'm going to close. Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and we thank you for the word that came in many ways today. And we thank you, Father, that we have a sure future, and that all obstacles will be overcome in our life, Lord. And I thank you for the little joke that was told that said, "Man, I'm not going to make it in. It's going to be by the mercy of God." And I could really relate to that. And I thank you, Father, for our many blessings. I also want to lift up Ina Terrell to you today, and I thank you for healing for her and for Pastor John, and still that they would get the rest that they need, Lord, and a little time to just tune out. So I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. No, sorry.
saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow.